I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things.
Spooky things.
And we really, really, really like to self-care for yourself.
Yeah.
What did you do this week for self-care? Why did we do that?
I don't know. I liked your at the end.
Who does that?
Just some added flair.
Yeah, if we gotta have a little bit of flair.
You know.
Yeah. Why not? Who among us doesn't have flair?
We gotta have flair. What did I do? I we spent a lot of time outside this week, and we did a cute little like story time at this farm.
Which farm?
It's called Yetman Farms.
I've never heard of it. That's so cute.
It's a family owned, like, it's a flower farm, so they grow flowers and they do like a pick your own flowers thing. They've got like a cute little like greenhouse where you can do pictures. They've got a whole bunch of like activities that you can do, but they've got a big horse named Stretch, who is like the sweetest, most gentle soul.
I love him. He's so, so much.
Cute. And he's got one blue eye and one brown eye.
Oh, like Lucky Hat.
And he's really sweet. And then they've got a mini horse named Toby, and he's a little fireball. They're like, don't let the littles pet Toby because he's a little bitey.
Oh. Remember the Ren Fair where the donkey tried to bite me and I was like, ooh.
It's like kind of funny that like, I don't know, I'm like, the mini horses are always a little like.
They have to make up for their size.
Exactly. They're like a little
don't
man.
Don't underestimate me. Yeah. They are a little man. They are 5'6", but telling everyone they're 6'3".
Right.
I had that happen.
They're like, if you round properly, I'm 6'3". Anyways.
You know what? They're right. I'm wrong.
We're all wrong. And then, they had a baby goat.
What was his name?
I don't know. I don't think I heard what the name was, but, or maybe I did and I don't remember.
Can we call him Chuck?
Sure. Let's go Chuck. He was Chuck so cute. Oh my God. It was so cute. So yeah, like the story time was like, whatever, but animals.
Well, you went for the animals. You weren't like, so you wouldn't believe
although
the story
time this time was pretty good because they had a like old McDonald variation that instead of like animals it was all like excavators, bulldozers. So Ronan was
stoked. I was about to say, so Ronan was losing his JD mind about it.
I was like, we might need to buy this book.
I was like, did Ronan run this?
He liked it a lot, yeah, to say the least.
I looked through your wedding booklet with him and he was not naming the right people. He got 0 out of 0.
I mean, it was like 10 years ago.
It was really funny though. He's pointing at people and he was like, Papa Bear, and I'm like, not even close.
Not even close.
He did point on Keith and said, Mom.
Oh.
And I said,
you know, close. They are related. They close. Are related. So
good job,
there
bud.
Is that. But yeah, so it was fun because we got to like hang out with our friends and be outside, and it was a gorgeous day. It was so nice.
It's expensive
and,
to do.
No, I think it's like, I don't even know. I bought the tickets like 2 months ago. It's not expensive. And then we saw a red-tailed hawk flying above us.
So okay, so really like fun. That was worth the whole thing right there.
It was amazing. So yeah, that was really fun. What did you do?
I read 2 books.
2?
Yeah, I've been having to get out of my head.
Overachiever.
It's dark in there.
What?
I read The Coworker.
Mm.
You know how I've been doing the boyfriend, then the teacher.
Right.
I did The Coworker.
Was The Coworker cool? Or?
It was good. It was really good. The boyfriend was the worst one. Jess is crazy. She's okay. Like, the boyfriend's the best. It was the worst. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I love you, Jess. And then I read one called Dear Debbie. And it was okay. Something's Wrong with Debbie. It was really
good. Is it like a psychological like thriller?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're just like, why is she doing this? And then Debbie. You find out why and you're like, okay, relax. Relax.
Are we on Debbie's side?
There's a lot of points where you're like, good for her.
Okay.
Good. I get it.
It's like
it.
A hashtag good
but
for
But some
her.
Of it's over the top. Like some of it you're like, oh, good for her. And then other things you're like.
You're like, Debbie.
Debbie,
dial
too much.
It back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Debbie.
Yeah.
Like I get it, but Debbie can't be doing that.
Yeah. And Debbie, like, what are you doing?
Debbie.
There are children present.
There are children present, Debbie. I need you to calm the fuck down.
So it was good, but I read those two in like a week.
Are they the same author or two?
Yeah, same author.
Oh, okay, cool.
Freda McFadden, I think is like her name.
Okay.
She just revealed who she was like to the public because she was using a pen name. I don't know what her actual name is.
Okay.
And she actually like revealed herself and I'm like, damn girl, you write.
Yeah,
it was books. So I'm almost done with the books Jess gave me. And I was like, I'm letting you know, I will get these 5 books read in the quarter.
Damn,
and
okay, I've done so it. You've been like... on a roll. You like this author.
Yeah, she's really good. I have one more book to read. It's by somebody else, but it was like Among Monsters or something, and I'm like, well,
okay.
Yeah, so
look at you, little bookworm.
Yeah, that's what my bullies in elementary school would call me.
No, they didn't. It's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
It's a good thing,
but they were both really good books. Nothing's worse though when you read a book and you're like,
well, that was a waste of my
time. And I feel like I haven't done that, except for there's a book by a prominent podcaster who wrote a second book, and her second book was stupid, and it was really like...
They can't all be winners.
No, they can't, and, like, I get that, but I was just like, I expected more out of you, because it had such a good, like, the book was so good, and then the end, I was like, oh, that ruined everything, so, yeah.
Well... Okay, so what are you going to tell me about today?
Okay, so like I was saying, not last week, the week before that, I told the story of the Craigslist killer. The story I knew. Mm-hmm. But like there was this other Craigslist story, so I'm telling the second story, and I think this is the one.
Is this the one that I knew?
You know, probably.
Okay, because I had like talked to you off.
You're like, what are you
even? And I was like, there was another one, and is it the one?
It wasn't a Lifetime movie, so I didn't know anything about it. Okay. So
I'm excited.
This is basically like the Ohio Craigslist killer, Richard Beasley, if the name sounds familiar.
I don't know.
Okay. So the story is a little bit all over the place. I know most of the stories I tell are, but like when I was trying to research it, they're like, oh, and then this happened. So it was really hard to condense it into like a timeline. So if I'm kind of jumping around a little bit, I'm sorry, but doing research was... quite the thing. All right. So, Richard Beasley was born June 15th, 1959.
Gemini.
God,
you know how I feel about Geminis. Just kidding.
No, it's funny.
Geminis are fine, but also fucking
some crazy. Of you, okay, a lot of Geminis suck. So, don't tell us you're a good Gemini. I don't believe it. So, anyways, but some of you are. Anyways, he was born June 15th, 1959. A few days away from like my dad's birthday, which I was like, oh, weird, in Akron, Ohio. And he was in and out of jail.
Uh-oh.
And he was raised by a single mom, but he was just constantly in and out of jail. And I feel like Ohio was his like landing pad, I guess. But he went to Texas and there was an armed robbery and he was in jail for 5 years in Texas.
Oh.
And then after that, he just like went back to Ohio. So yeah, he moved around, but Ohio was where he mostly was.
Okay.
So when he got back after his big stint in Texas, he decided he was going to be religious. And oh, no. People Sorry. Called him Preacher Beasley.
No. Oh, no. Oh, no.
And he went by different names. Like, his name is Richard Beasley, but a lot of people didn't know him by that because, like, he would change his identity a lot. He went by different names.
Oh, no.
So while he was in church, he had a friend named Brogan, who was a high school student.
Brogan?
He was 16, and Brogan came from, like, his dad was constantly at work, and his mom was, like, kind of an addict. So he would spend time like at the church, and like those two became really close.
Question. Hold on. Richard is older than this. Uh-huh. The Brogan is 16.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And this man
uh-huh.
is friends
mm-hmm.
with the 16-year-old?
Yeah. He looked at him as a father figure, and he looked at him as like a son.
Okay. Side eye.
Nothing. Side eye. Nothing I'm came sorry. Out about him being a creep, and he had the opportunity to. But they
weird when there's adult friendships.
I
like
so
that.
Agree. I 100% agree. And Richard also had a daughter, and he would tell people he didn't have a daughter.
Why?
Because he fucking sucks. Okay. Like, I don't.
Why would you not, like, that's so I weird. Don't
know. His daughter, I didn't watch it, but I heard that his daughter went on one of those shows, like, where your family member is a serial killer and, like, talked about it. So, like, I think it's a good thing.
No, for like, sure. And they like, probably had a weird relation if he's, like, not claiming her. That's fucking weird.
Exactly. Yeah. So, just basically, Brogan is a 16-year-old. He's easily influenced, and he helps Richard carry out his gross stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, before he was, like, involved with Brogan, Richard was trying to think of things. He was Preacher Richard, and he decided to... I don't like to use this word, but he was, like... kind of a pimp. I don't know what we should use now because I say sex worker because that's what you say, but I don't
wait
know.
Like he actually was like
yeah he used his religious people thinking he was a preacher and he hid behind a facade, but he was like also like being a pimp for sex workers on also
oh
and that's how he was
okay
making
like side money.
Yeah, I guess. It didn't really make sense. That's why I'm like the story.
Oh
and
my
also,
god!
I don't think this man can be trusted, and we're having to go
no,
off
for sure.
what he said.
No, he's definitely
so
not
some
to
stuff
be
is like that doesn't sound right. Well, I don't fucking know, and nor does anyone else, because we're unfortunately having to go off of what he said. So he basically wanted to steal people's identity because his identity was so fucked up because he had gone to jail. So I think that's some of the motivation of what I'm about to tell you.
Wow.
So, one day, this ad for a job popped up on Craigslist. Is this one you know?
Yeah.
And basically, the job sounded pretty good. The job was to be a caretaker for 600 plus acres of land, including a forest, like a wildlife reserve. Basically, it was anyone who wants to be... you know, under the radar and like worry about a land, and you had to feed some cows. But basically they wanted people to live there in a 2-bedroom trailer, and they were like, you can fish, you can hunt, all that stuff. And they wanted somebody who was basically single and someone who was older. And you know, this kind of appealed to people that were quite down on their luck, because wouldn't that be great if you're, you know, if you don't have any like family ties, you're just kind of struggling to afford an apartment. What better than to be in this beautiful area making some money and not having to worry about like housing and stuff like that?
Yeah, like you've got nature, mm-hmm. you kind of have this opportunity to be like.
And if you like hunting alone, and fishing?
I don't know. Like there's a certain type of person that would absolutely work for. And if you're single, like you don't really like have, you know, like you said, family ties or whatever, yeah. and you're just kind of like doing your own thing, yeah, that would be great.
So this place was in an area in Ohio. I'm not exactly sure where. But yeah, it sounded like a dream for a lot of people. And this job was posted on Craigslist.
And cows? Like, yeah.
I just want to pet Highland cows. I don't know if they were Highland cows. I don't know.
There's a place in Longmont. We need to go.
Side okay. We're going. Podcast over. Me and Danae are going to be going to Longmont.
We're going.
Okay, we're making plans. Anyways, but yeah, you got room and board. You can hunt, fish, all that stuff. But you also got paid $300 a week. And this is in 2011. So the world wasn't as big of a dumpster fire, and stuff was probably more affordable then.
Well, and it's like a simple kind of life. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, what really do you need if you're kind of like a single person and
Yeah, and you can fish.
And if you're fishing and hunting and whatever, like...
You have your food right there. So, yeah. Sounds awesome. But basically, this ad, what they didn't say is they wanted people who wouldn't be missed and were down on their luck. Because...
Oh.
Who knows? So they, when people would message them, they would ask a lot of questions over email, and they would meet these people at Shoney's. And Shoney's was just a restaurant that was like on the outskirts of this area. So just kind of want to give a background on this little job. And that was all how it always went. They would message, they would ask a lot of questions. They'd be like, let's do an interview. They'd meet up at Shoney's. Summer of 2011, 56-year-old Ralph Geiger was the first guy to apply for the job. Let me say that one more time. His name was Ralph Geiger. Just keep that in the forefront of your mind.
Okay.
He lived in Ohio after moving back from California, and he was living in and out of homeless shelters and was really down on his luck. And he really wanted to work. Like, he would go to the homeless shelter at night. During the day, he'd go to the library, and he'd apply for jobs all day. Like, he really wanted to get himself out of this bad spot. And just, he was somebody that wasn't as missed as much. But he was, like, in and out of shelter. Sometimes he'd live with people. Sometimes he wouldn't. He was just all over the place. And he just kind of went for this job interview, and he was never seen again. So then, and the guy that would always, that was the person that was looking for people, his name was Jack too. So anyways, so August 2011, there was a guy named David Polly. He was 51 years old and the job was perfect for him. He was coming from Virginia and he just wasn't like, things weren't going that great. So he was like, whatever. And he had heard about it. They had been talking. And then in October, he came to Ohio to interview. But he had let his sister know, like, he was coming up from Virginia. He stopped at a motel and he kind of told his sister. And basically what he said was, I don't know how good the signal is. He's like, you might not hear from me for a while. Sure. I don't know what's going on. But just wanted to let you know I'm going for a job. Like, I'm going to be in Ohio.
If you don't hear from me, that's mm-hmm. fine.
But those two were like, he's like, either way, I'll find a way to talk to you. Like, yeah. But if you don't hear from me, don't totally freak out.
Okay.
So Scott David was another victim. He had a landscaping company. So basically when people would go interview, Jack would tell people to bring all their belongings because they're going to live there. And for Scott David, it was a little bit difficult because he did have a landscaping company. So he had a lot of
like stuff,
tools and stuff. Yeah. Cause he just wanted to hang up his hat for a little bit, but it didn't sound like he was like, I'm going to stop the landscaping company
forever.
Maybe take a hiatus from it and like do this. So they meet him at Shoney's and then they're going to show him the property and they're like, oh, we shot a deer earlier this week. Do you want to like help us move it? And he was like, sure. He thought it was really weird because they went to like a foresty area and he like didn't see anything. He's like, well, if they shot him, it wouldn't be far into these woods. It felt weird, but he was like, well, I don't know these guys. So
and there were multiple guys that are doing this like interview.
Well, there's Jack and Jack's nephew, Brogan.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah. They're okay.
Yeah. So Jack and Brogan would meet these men at a restaurant. They'd go to the land and some of them weren't seen again.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Basically, so yeah, Scott David just thought something was weird. And basically they're like, go after you. And Scott's like, why am I leading the way?
What? I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah. So he starts walking. And all of a sudden. You
lead us to the deer that we
found. We told you about. What? He said the whole thing felt weird, but like he doesn't know these people. So he didn't know. He just, maybe they're weird. Like, obviously they live in the forest. They're probably a little bit strange. So he starts walking and he hears a click.
No.
And he hears shit. And he, like, turns around and he sees Jack is holding a gun. And Jack's, like, the gun is jammed.
Oh, good.
And Scott was like, oh. So he started running. And unfortunately, he was shot in the arm. But his adrenaline was running, so he wasn't worried about. But he
in the head.
He just ran as far as he could, and then he hid in this ravine for 7 hours.
Oh, shit.
It was October in Ohio.
Oh, God.
Was not warm.
Yeah.
Wasn't warm. Ooh. And he hid there for a really long time, and he was just kind of like, what the fuck is going on? This is crazy. And then his arm,
could he hear them like looking for him? Were they looking for him that entire time? Uh-huh.
Yeah, he could hear it. He could hear like cars going and stuff like that.
Oh my God.
But like, he was losing a lot of blood, I'm sure. But like, the fact that it was cold probably did help him.
Yeah.
Because it was able to like stop the like wound or whatever from getting worse. But yeah, he waited there. He said for 7 hours, is like, could have been more. I mean, who knows?
Oh my God.
But he just wanted to make sure they weren't going to find him.
For sure. Yeah.
So he runs to a neighbor and he bangs on the door. And essentially the neighbor helps him call the police. And they were like asking him questions and stuff like that. And he gave like the best he knew. But this might shock you. No one knew of a Jack.
Yeah. Of course, it's a fake fucking name.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, was Brogan also giving a fake name, or was he introducing himself as Brogan?
No, his name's Brogan.
Okay.
Like, he didn't give a fake name. And like, it's not
if
like...
If you're gonna, like, give fake names, like, should we all give fake names, or are we just only halfsies doing fake names?
Also, like, you know, why are you giving a name like Matthew or something? Like, Brogan's a pretty, like...
memorable name.
Yeah, it's not a common name. Stupid. It's... Well,
sorry, it is.
If your name's Brogan, we love you, but this Brogan's name is stupid. I don't know a Brogan.
I don't know a Brogan.
If we had a Brogan listening, didn't he? He's not listening okay. anymore.
Well, sorry, if you're listening and your name is Brogan, not you.
You're it. You're the ultimate. Isn't there a song?
I don't know, but like, but shouldn't you like,
you should
commit to the bit.
Yeah.
We're all doing
fake
names.
Glad he didn't. All not doing yeah. We're glad he didn't, but like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're a stupid idiot. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, so he gives as much information as he can, but like, they don't find him. So a few weeks later, Tim Kern also applied during this time. He was 47, November 12th, my brother's birthday, one of my brothers. And he was like divorced and he had sons and he just was kind of like, but he like wasn't somebody that had like a lot going. Just a little side note, and I don't know if I'm going to mention this later, like women would apply and they would ignore all women.
Why did they only want men?
To them, women are people that will be missed more. I don't know. Okay. So they wanted men, and if they were military or if they had any combat training or like were big, they were like, nope.
Because they'll fight you.
So they wanted...
They wanted sad divorced dads.
Yeah, it sounded like. Okay. Maybe not divorced. Maybe never married. I don't know. Sad divorced dads.
I'm not laughing. Like, no, I'm not laughing at like the victims. I'm just, no, but it's just like they had a type.
They had a type.
They were like, so we want you sad. We want you to be a little bit like weak and like,
yeah,
maybe like, because you're not going to fight us.
It's like late 40s to like mid 50s are kind of like the ages that
that's
have been mentioned.
Weird. And like, for what? Like, what's the like?
Well, I'll get to
it. You know,
I'll get to it. Remember how I told you that he wanted people to bring all their worldly possessions with them because they were going to live there and they weren't to leave because they needed to be caretakers of cows?
Yeah. And I like vaguely remember this story, but like, yeah, it's been a minute.
It's not a really long story, but it's like, if I'm going to tell the Craigslist, I got to tell both.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyways, they couldn't really meet at Shoney's anymore. I think Shoney's, burned down at this time. I'm not exactly sure.
Oh, okay.
But they had him meet them at this area, and he was never seen again, and it ended up being an abandoned mall is where they went. And they buried Tim in this abandoned mall.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
That is so creepy.
Do you ever see on TikTok those videos of, like, abandoned malls, and you're like, there's no way that's really a thing? There is. And I thought that was crazy because people are like, malls are abandoned. I'm like, no, they're not. They use that area.
No one uses malls.
Yeah. I go to the mall when I need my MAC makeup, and that's about it.
Yeah, I like never go to the mall.
I sometimes. Well, trying to find outfits aren't really easy. Everything is so expensive, too. I don't know why people go to the mall anymore.
I think people go to the mall to, like, literally walk the mall. It's old people.
Mall people, they come and go. Small people, they just don't know.
God, I love that movie.
I was like, please tell me I didn't just say this. And you're just like, friends, what are you talking about?
Of course.
I say that so often, Keith. I'm like, mall people, they come and go. Small people, they just don't know. And Keith's like, you do the confused face and everything. I'm like, yeah.
You have to.
So anyways, that's just a weird, like, he was buried at the mall.
That's so, so
dark.
Sinister.
Sinister.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm just like, but that to me, I was just like, wait, malls are actually abandoned? That's crazy. Like, I thought TikTok was just being silly. But no.
Silly TikTok. No, yeah.
So Deborah Polly, David's sister, hears about this, like, in the news. And she's like, oh my God, I haven't heard from my brother. Keep in mind, I told you that he... was, this is David Polly, he told his sister, he was like, you know, just know, like, you won't hear from me for a while.
Right.
So she wasn't concerned when she hadn't heard from him in 2 weeks. But she hears about this because he told her the details. He's like, you know, like, there's this job on Craigslist, sounds great. And she's like, okay. And she asks cops if her brother was a victim. She's like, I haven't heard from him in a while. He said he would eventually get in contact with me, but I'm kind of worried because it sounds like what he was dealing with.
Wait, how did they hear on the news? Like, who, what, how did this break?
There was basically, like, talk about this Jack fellow from, because remember Scott disappeared?
Okay.
Scott.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
So now everyone's kind of, like, on mm-hmm. the lookout of, like, there's this random person saying.
Yeah.
He's looking yeah. for...
And this probably wouldn't have been brought to light if Scott didn't survive it. So, okay, sorry, okay. I should have mentioned, Scott went to the police, and then it's and in then, the news.
And now everyone's kind of, like,
yeah,
be on the lookout for this mm-hmm. person.
And it's starting to spread, like, it was a job thing on Craigslist.
Okay, okay.
So, but they didn't take the list down, but it was kind of like, oh my God, how are we going to find this person? So, somebody finds the ad, and the cops do an IP, and, And I just want to, I'll get to that in a second. I do want to tell this part really quickly. So they, Scott leads them to the area where it all happened. And they had dogs and they found two men. They found.
The cadaver dogs.
Mm-hmm. The cadaver dogs. And they had found the first guy with a gunshot wound. And they also found David Polly as well.
Oh.
Because if you think about it, they didn't have anyone that could identify where they were. And since Scott actually disappeared, they were like, oh.
Take us to where.
Yeah. So they had to pick, like, a different area that people are going to be caretakers for.
Oh, my God.
Ew. So, okay. So, like I said, they traced the IP. And they just wanted to find out more information. Because they didn't know if it was actually the same ad. But it sounded kind of like the same writing and everything. So.
How bold to keep the ad up.
How bold to keep the ad up. Yeah. So the IP was traced to a house in Ohio. It was linked to a guy named Joe that was like, I don't use Craigslist.
Okay.
And they were like, well, it's been traced here, so you better fucking tell us what's going on. And he was like, well, there was this guy that was renting my house for a while. And they were like, well, what's his name? And he's like, Ralph Gager.
Oh.
And the guys were like, Ralph Gager, because that was one of the victims. I don't know if they knew that at that time.
Yeah.
But they were like,
but they're okay. starting to unravel.
Yeah, they're just trying to figure out, like, because they're like, well, it sounds like that's probably going to be our best bet.
Yeah.
So, like I said, if that was the first victim, that's the one I was like, remember this name.
Yeah.
And they showed CC footage from Shoney's before it burned down or whatever mm-hmm. of him walking, and he's like, oh yeah, that's Ralph, that's like the guy who lived here. Well, if you haven't figured out already, it was not Ralph, it was Richard Beasley, aka Jack,
mm-hmm.
and he had stolen Ralph's identity. That was one of the motives that they found, was he wanted to steal an identity to start over.
Right.
Hence why he was picking older men too.
Oh.
Because they could be in his age, like his age range.
Right.
So they, but he would kind of, I guess Ralph had like a dark beard and Richard had dyed his beard to look more like him because they found his identification, and he even worked a job as Ralph.
Oh my God.
Because he probably couldn't get a job with like his in and out of jail.
Yeah.
And Joe was like, and they're like, well, will you help us catch this guy? And Joe's like, yeah, like that's, if this is what's happening. Yeah. Because I'm sure Joe's like, what the fuck? I didn't do anything.
yeah. For real.
So, he still was in talk, like he would talk to Richard every so often. Richard would call and be like, hey, what's going on, man? Because he like lived with him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was still living with him. I don't know what the situation was. But they tapped Joe's phone calls and they were able to trace the call and find out where Richard was. And I'm sure Scott was like, yep, that's the guy. That's the guy. Him and his fucking nephew or whatever the hell he called Brogan.
It's just so weird.
But they just asked a lot of questions. And keep in mind, Brogan is like 16, 17, 18. Like he's in that vicinity because this happened after like over a little bit of time. And Brogan was like, yeah, I didn't want to do this. He made me do it. He made me do it. And they're like, okay, well, then why the fuck did you write a poem about it?
A poem?
About helping him kill people. He like wrote a poem about like digging the graves and stuff like that.
Like part of me is like he was groomed.
Yes.
And there is something very like messed up about having an adult like be a father figure and that person taking advantage of you as a child.
Yeah.
And grooming you to be what they want. Like I don't know. Yeah,
he is a kid, but also like they were like but I don't know.
I would need to know some more information about that, but like I don't agree with like having this weird relationship of like he doesn't even say that he has a daughter. And yet he's, like, claiming this kid as his nephew.
Or something.
So he can, like, do his dirty work. Like, it's a very sinister.
Yeah.
Like, he just. He's not, like, being a good Samaritan. You know what I mean? Like, he's not taking this child in and, like, being a good, like, father figure.
I think at first he was. I think, and I say this because Brogan came from, like, his dad was never at home and his mom was, like, hella doing drugs. So
but that's like a very like impressionable and vulnerable child.
Yeah.
And I think that he knew that.
And he like took advantage
I don't think that it's a coincidence that he took Brogan under his wing.
Well, maybe this will change it a little bit for you.
Yeah.
So Brogan was like, I'll testify against him. I'll do anything. And they're like, okay. And then at the last minute, he's like, yeah, I don't want to throw him under the bus. I'm actually not going to testify.
Because he had love for him, right?
Yeah. So.
That's a complicated dynamic.
Yeah. So he decided at the last minute because he didn't want to hurt his feelings, essentially, is like what he said. So he also didn't want to confess to anything, too. Because when you get a deal, like testify against them, and we'll give you a lighter sentence, you have to confess to absolutely
That's part
everything.
Of it,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think that was kind of what got him, and he didn't want to like turn his back on Richard.
Yeah.
So in April 2023, after like a trial and everything like that, Richard was given the death penalty.
Oh.
And Brogan got life in prison with no possibility of parole.
Damn.
Yeah. And Richard tried his, like, whatever he could to get sympathy. He even came to, like, in a wheelchair.
He didn't, like, try to be like, what I did was fucked up.
No. No.
But he tried to get sympathy for himself. Like,
you
what?
You can't tell me he didn't think what he did was fine. I'm sure he thought what he did was so fine.
That's so creepy, dude.
Yeah.
And, like, and it's all... So the whole thing is, like, he's trying to steal people's identities, but he already stole one person's identity, so why are you can... Like, not saying that that's right to kill that one person, but, like, what else are you, like, why are you continuing?
Thank you for reminding me. He was stealing people's stuff so he could sell it.
Oh, my God. That's...
So, thank you for reminding me. I'm like, there's something I'm forgetting. He was basically telling people to bring all their stuff so he could steal it. And Scott was a really big, like, yes, because he had tools and stuff.
How much money are you really making from that?
Well, I mean, this man never wanted to be legitimate, so...
That's so, it seems so, like, senseless. Let's kill someone over, and, like you said, these people were kind of down on their luck.
Yeah.
So how much stuff do they really have?
Exactly, and that's what I wondered, too. Like, I was like, he's not picking, like, people with a lot of
money. You're not picking, like, people who are, like, super rich. Like, not that you should kill people regardless,
no,
but, like.
No, but there's, like, what are you getting out of it?
It just seems so, like. Heartless and senseless to be,
and that's the case,
picking people who are down on their luck, and you're, it's like, what?
And I feel like that's the case with, like, the first Craigslist killer, because I'm like, you're,
it's
not,
almost like they, like, how they do, like, they have that much, like, yeah, it feels like it's almost like a cover of, like, oh, we were trying to, like, make money off of it. It feels like that's, like, a,
oh, for
almost
sure,
like, little bit of a bonus, but it feels like they just enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Like, they kind of liked almost, like, the hunt or something weird. Like, something... It feels like there's something more to it.
Oh, absolutely.
That they're not really, like, revealing. Like,
and when I was, listening to the story, I was like, you're picking people that don't have stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought, too. I was like, so why? Because he stole one person's identity if he was, like... So, at that point, it's like... That's unfortunate, but, like, I don't know. The whole thing just, like, there had to have been another element to
Yeah, it feels like it's kind of like they kind of were like, oh, this is why, you know?
Yeah.
Like, almost
and
like
I said, who knows what the truth is, because, yeah, like, he's kind of a liar.
Yeah.
So the legitimate stuff we know is, like, the stuff that came from police and, like, Scott and all that stuff. But, like, other than that, it's just, like, a crazy story. And that's why I don't think people use Craigslist. I was talking to Katie, and Katie was like, I used to use Craigslist. And I'm like, oh, my God, girl, no. Why? And she's like, well, it was, like, fine at the time. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God.
It was fine until it wasn't.
Yeah. But that's that's the second story of the Craigslist killer. So, basically, I'm sure everyone's heard of one or the other.
Yeah. And I still think there's, like, I feel like there's another one that I was thinking of that, like.
Maybe you'll have to find that
yeah,
one
I'll
and
have
tell
to
me
find
about it.
And.
Maybe Craigslist is a small part of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? Yeah.
But I'm sure there's probably lots of Craigslist
killer 100%. Things, you know, there's, like, got to be.
Unfortunately. But yeah, we'll post pictures on our Instagram at Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram.
If you want to message us anything, if you want to compliment Danae's hair and her hair clips, you can just email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com and just send us anything.
Yeah.
And please rate us 5 stars across, like, if you use Spotify, if you use Apple Podcasts, Amazon, whatever you use.
Yeah. Any of the platforms.
Rate us. Yeah.
Rate us, review us. We've still got stickers. Let us know. We'll send them to you. Like, it's not, like, something that you have to pay for. It's free.
Just
we'll send them to you.
Yeah, but, like, use them nicely.
Yeah, not, like,
stick them on your face.
Yeah, don't, like, you put them on your child's shirt or something stupid. Like,
yeah, they're really good stickers.
They're, like, nice stickers.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if that's what you want to do with them, but, like, that's kind of dumb.
Yeah. Use them smartly.
Put them on your water bottle or something.
Yes. I think they're dishwasher safe.
Yeah, they are.
I think, well, that's what... Anthony, shout out to Anthony and Trisha, by the way. I don't know. Something happened. I think they were the ones. Maybe they weren't. But somebody were like, yeah, I washed my water bottle and it was, like, on there perfectly. And I'm like, yes.
Oh, yay.
So,
nice. So, tested and It worked.
Yay!
Yay! Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Yeah, until next time.
Self-care for yourself.
Okay, bye.
Bye. You're close.